Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a story called It Could Always Be Worse. The story was written by Margaret Zimmick, and it is a Caldecott winner. We like those books because they always teach an important message. And I think this one does. If it ever wins an award, usually you can kind of wonder, why did it win an award? I bet we can figure it out. Are you ready? Okay. So today's story is read by Mommy and... What is your name? What do we call you?
I'm a yellow kernel.
A yellow kernel? Like a popcorn. Popcorn kernel?
And there's a big giant salt shaker that's trying to get me, so bye-bye.
I think he's popcorn. That's what I think. Well, I'm so excited that you are here, Colonel. Are you ready for some story time? Here we go. Once upon a time, in a small village, a poor, unfortunate man lived with his mother, his wife, and his six children in a little one-room hut. Because they were so crowded, the man and his wife often argued. The children were noisy, and they fought. In winter, when the nights were long and the days were cold, life was especially hard. The hut was full of crying and quarreling, and one day, when the poor unfortunate man couldn't stand it anymore, he ran to the rabbi for advice. Do you know what a rabbi is? They're teachers. A rabbi would be another way of saying, like, pastor or priest. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Holy rabbi, he cried. Things are in a bad way with me and getting worse. We're so poor that my mother, my wife, my six children, and I all live together in one small hut. We are too crowded and there's so much noise. Help me, Rabbi. I'll do whatever you say. Well, the rabbi thought and pulled on his beard. At last he said, tell me, my poor man, do you have any animals? Perhaps a chicken or two? Yes, said the man. I do have a few chickens, also a rooster and a goose. Ah, fine, said the rabbi. Now, go home and take the chickens, the rooster, and the goose into your hut to live with you. Yes, indeed, Rabbi, said the man, although he was a bit surprised. What kind of advice do you think that is? The poor unfortunate man hurried home and took the chickens, the rooster, and the goose out of the shed and into his little hut. When some days or a week had gone by, life in the hut was worse than before. Now, with the quarreling and the crying, there was honking and crowing and clucking, and there were feathers in the soup, and the hut stayed just as small, and the children grew bigger. And when the unfortunate, poor unfortunate man couldn't take it any longer, he again ran to the rabbi for help. Holy Rabbi, he cried. Oh, see what a misfortune has befallen me. Now with the crying and the quarreling and the honking and the clucking and the crowing, there are feathers in the soup. Rabbi, it couldn't be worse. Help me, please. The rabbi listened and thought, and at last he said, tell me, do you happen to have a goat? Oh, yes, I do have an old goat, but he's not worth much. Excellent, said the rabbi. Now go home and take the old goat into your hut to live with you. Oh, no. Do you really mean it, Rabbi? Cried the man. Come now, my good man, and do as I say at once, said the rabbi. Oh, dear. I'm afraid to turn the page. What kind of mess is there going to be now? The poor unfortunate man tramped back home with his head hanging down and took the old goat into his hut. When some days or a week had gone by, life in the little hut was much worse. Now, with the crying and the quarreling and the clucking and the honking and the crowing, the goat went wild, pushing and butting everyone with its horns. The hut seemed smaller, and the children grew bigger. When the poor unfortunate man couldn't stand it another minute, he again ran to the rabbi. "Holy rabbi, help me!" he screamed. "Now the goat is running wild. My life is a nightmare." The rabbi listened and thought. At last, he said, "Tell me, my poor man, is it possible that you have a cow? Young or old, it doesn't matter."
Yes, rabbi, it's true. I have a cow," said the poor man fearfully.
"Well, go home then," said the rabbi, "and take the cow into your hut."
"Oh, no, surely not, rabbi," cried the man.
"Do it at once," said the rabbi.
The poor unfortunate man trudged home with a heavy heart and took the cow into his hut.
"Is the rabbi crazy?" he thought.
When some days or a week had gone by, life in the hut was very much worse than before. Everyone quarreled, even the chickens. The goat ran wild, the cow trampled everything. The poor man could hardly believe his misfortune. At last, when he could stand it no longer, he ran to the rabbi for help.
Don't ask the rabbi. The rabbi's just going to say, put more stuff in your house.
Do you think so? Yeah, the rabbi seems to be loading him up with stuff. Let's see what he says.
"Holy rabbi," he shrieked, "help me, save me. The end of the world has come. The cow is trampling everything. There's no room even to breathe. It's worse than a nightmare."
The rabbi listened and thought. At last he said,
"Go home now, my poor unfortunate man, and let the animals out of your hut."
I will do it right away," said the man.
And in the pictures, we can see what chaos has been happening in this man's house. Don't you think? The poor unfortunate man hurried home and let the cow and the goat and the chickens and the goose and the rooster out of his little hut. That night, the poor man and his family slept peacefully. There was no crowing, no clucking, no honking. There was plenty of room to breathe. The very next day, the poor man ran back to the rabbi.
"Holy rabbi," he cried, "you have made life sweet for me. With just my family in the hut, it's so quiet and so roomy and so peaceful. What a pleasure."
Do you know what the moral of the story is? Well, it is when you learn to be thankful for what you have, you can be truly happy. But if you're always thinking about how unhappy you are, you will never be happy. So it's all about how you look at things. You see, the rabbi didn't make his house any bigger. No, of course not. And he didn't make it any smaller either. But what did he do? He showed him how to appreciate having his family in the house with him. And that, my friends,
the end.
Is the end.